Kimi, it's been 20 years almost exactly since you joined Formula One. How did you manage to remain as you are, to remain yourself, to stay your attitude, to keep your attitude and approach to the life and to Formula One?
Obviously, then I was a few years out doing other things, and I'm sure that helped, to live a bit more normal life from that time. But I always done things my way, and I think then it's easier to, when you live as you wish and do things as you feel is right for you. And if you would be acting, it would be for sure impossible to carry on and do the things and have fun on the same time.
At the beginning, when you started in Formula One with Sauber, then with McLaren, was it difficult really to remain the person that you were before entering F1? Maybe there was some external pressure for you to change, to adapt to the more to the Formula One style, because let's be honest, you are quite unique personality.
I mean, no, I didn't have a difficulties with it, but I think some other people might have had some issues with it, but I never really gave up, and I always, did how I felt I should be doing things. And yeah, there was some arguments sometimes, but in the end, it worked out okay, and I still can be as normal as I wish. So I think it took some years to be able to give up trying to change me, but that's I think it's the only way of try to get best out of yourself to be normal, do things normally. Because like I said, if you try to be something else than you are, it might work for a year or two, but in the long run, for sure.
That's great that you stay as you are. And talking about pressure and about your image, you seem that you're not feeling any pressure, at least on the outside. But how is it inside? Is it possible not to feel any pressure in this world, not to let it influence you and your doing?
I'm sure there's pressure. I've got everybody has pressure. It's not just the driver, so I think everybody in that one, but normal work, you have pressures to do a good job. It also, and I think in generally life these days is much more pressure in everyday normal life than it's 20 years ago it used to be. So I think I don't really worry about it, and I'll try to do the best that I can. I cannot do anything more than that. Some days it goes better than others, but I'm sure we all feel pressure about it, but I don't really think about it, and it's not gonna change anything as long as you do the best that you can and on that day. And whatever the end result is, that's how it is.
You're, of course, extremely competitive person on track and in motorsports, but does it also concern all areas of your life? I mean, whatever you do, you need to be the best, you need to be competitive, or you just leave the competition to the track and motorsport and the rest of life, you take it easy.
Yeah, I mean, for sure it used to be everywhere in the normal life when I was younger, but not anymore. I do other things that I enjoy. It's not so serious. I think in, I don't know, when I was younger, for sure, whatever we did, it was with my brother or with friends, I always try to win. But now it's not really. Sometimes, I don't know, we play something, yes, but most of the times it's just for fun and or for practice or whatever. So it's for sure that kind of thing from, let's say, from the normal stuff in life has kind of, I don't really care that much. Especially now with the kids, you have to let them win sometimes.
In Formula One, I've experienced many different eras, many different cars. Which period gave you they want V10 engines, for example, to return, refueling to return? And what about your point of view as a driver?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we don't. Doesn't matter what we like or wish, but it's decided. So in a way, it's a bit pointless, but yeah, for sure. I don't think the engines between like the hybrid is obviously slightly different than V10 or V8. But, I think more, and the rules also, the car. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we don't, doesn't matter what we like or wish, but it's decided. So in a way, it's a bit pointless, but yeah, for sure. I don't think the engines between like cars itself hasn't, you're still there. Cut off.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't know what's this. Yeah, I don't think that the cars has that much changed, but I think the tires has changed a lot. That has had a big impact on many other things. Refueling, I think it would be nice to get back, because not just because obviously there's an element of, you know, more things changing in the pit stops, but just purely because the cars would be lighter and more fun to drive. And I think it would help a lot on the tire side to make them last or make them behave better. But, you know, the rules are what they are, and we try to make the best out of it.
Yeah, of course, you cannot change the rules. And you mentioned the tires as well. This is one of the things that you need to manage. You need to manage tires, you need to manage fuel, you need to manage the car. So where is the challenge right now when you don't drive like 100% all the time?
Yeah, I think recent year, like, it has been getting better in that side, because obviously when the hybrid came, there was never new, and, you know, good on those things. Some races you can push pretty hard. Most of the race, some, you know, you have to say tires or say fuel. I think we're so used to it that it's more normal to us now. So, like I said, it depends on so many things. Sometimes you can push in, sometimes not. But, even in the past, when I started, there was, you know, you have to, I don't know, say fuel or say brakes or something. So basically, it's the same thing, doing, just saving different things. So there always been those things, some races more than others, but it's how it is.
And the factor of risk and danger, being now a happy family man, a father, a husband, do you think about it more often when you, for example, see the accidents like of your former teammate Romain in Bahrain? Do you think about it more often?
No, I never really think too much. I mean, yes, I have had also some accidents, and obviously it's far from ideal when it happens, and hit it nicely, whatever you're going to hit, end up hitting, but yeah, I mean, it's, I think what happened to Romain, it's you know, a lot of things went wrong in the same moment. And quite a bad accident. With the, I don't think the accident itself, but with the fire, that was the bad part of it. So, but then I don't think anybody would have expected these days to see fire like that. And unfortunately, things went wrong and it happened. And I think they got out, and things go on, and I'm sure they'll look into those things.
And when you fight on the track against another driver, do you take different approach depending on whom you fight against? For example, with this guy, I can be more aggressive. With this guy, I need to be more careful. How does it look like from your perspective?
Yeah, I think it's always been like that a bit. Some people you can maybe brace a bit more harder, but you know, kind of that there's going to be, leave you space or planning to do when you try to overtake. But that's, I think it's always been, it doesn't matter in go-kart. I think we all different and we all do things different way. And, but, you know, that's how it is.
About other drivers, I know that you don't like to speak about each other. But I want to ask you about Robert, because it seems that you share the same passion for motorsport. It seems that you share similar attitude to life and motorsport, and also a bit of similar background with no obvious path to Formula One. What do you think about him as a driver and as a person?
As a person, I like him. Obviously, I didn't know him that much. I was just, but I didn't really know him now. Nice and funny guy. very happy that he got back in F1 and all the racing, but in F1, but I don't know how limited amount of seats there is. But I really enjoy it. He has a lot of knowledge, and it's good when he gets in the car and has his view of things, because it's a bit outside of what we do every day. So it's good. Good help for the team.
And did you have a chance to meet any other Orlen team competitors? For example, they have quite successful guys competing in Dakar Rally. Maybe this is something that you would like to try in the future as well.
I don't know that if I. It's a nice race, but we met them maybe a year ago or something when we went to Poland. Some of the motocross guys. I was doing Dakar. I don't remember the cars. So. Last year, I think it's nice that they are involved in different motorsports and helping the teams.
Kimi, as a sportsman, you are an inspiration to many young boys, young girls who like to have such a career as you're younger. Did you have any inspirations, or you were just doing your stuff as usual?
I wouldn't say that I had like an follow the Finnish guys and watch F1 race on TV, but like it's just, you know, my brother was doing a bit motocross, then our father's work friend, his son was doing Colgard, and we went to see, and then it all started from there, and you know, it's happened, and it was more as a hobby for us and for the family, and then it grew up from there. But you know, it wasn't like there was a plan from day one that, oh, this is what we're going to do. It's just, you know, it was a hobby for family to go around Finland and doing racing, and it just got bigger from there.
What kind of advice would you give to young boys, young girls who would like to maybe reach Formula One at some point, or at least to have a decent career in motorsport, even when they face some obstacles on their way?
I don't know. It's so difficult. Everybody always asks, but I don't know. I think in the end, they have to believe and have fun, first of all, what they do. You know, it's unfortunately you see, to some parents or people, they take it so seriously when they are so young still that they can easily. I think in any sport, you know, you can easily take the fun out of the whole thing, and then, you know, when you're young, you don't want to do it because it's not fun. I think you need to have fun, enjoy what you do, and obviously, older you get, you have to be a bit more serious about it. But still, it needs to be something that you enjoy to do it. You know, the fun has to be. If we don't have fun here, even these days, it's not gonna last very long. But, believe themselves, do what they can, and then obviously then the timing, you know, it's sometimes you need a bit of luck of things kind of falling in the right place, and hopefully found a good people to helping you. I think it's what they can do themselves, they just need to, you know, do their best and not worrying their bad days too much. You know, there's always a new day.
Thank you very much, Kimi. Good luck, all the best, have fun,
and thank you.
See you soon, hopefully. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.